Greetings again, everybody, and welcome to the Sharp 600 brought to you by Covers.com. My name is Joe Fortenbaugh. This is episode 92 of the podcast, and for the first time in Sharp 600 history, we're going to turn our attention to the ice. Stanley Cup playoffs get underway Wednesday with, I believe, three series set to drop the puck for game one. So in just a few moments, we're going to turn our attention to Canada. What, you thought I was going to say Mexico or Brazil? We're going to turn our attention to Canada and talk with Dustin Nielsen. He's the host of The Nielsen Show on TSN 1260 in Edmonton. He's going to break down all of the first round matchups for us. We're going to talk about potential upsets, potential sleepers. We're going to get his pick for the Stanley Cup final. And then we'll be back in a couple weeks to reassess all the carnage that shakes down from the first round. And we'll do it all again for the second round of the playoffs. Later this week, we'll be rolling out a similar edition of the podcast, but we'll be focused more on the NBA. Once the NBA sets its first round matchups, we'll get some experts on and we'll break that down. And while we're at it, shout out to our man, Worldwide Wob, Rob Perez, who called the Denver Nuggets over. It took 81 games, but we got the 46 wins courtesy of a six-game winning streak late in the season. We'll hit on that a little bit more later in the week, but for right now, let's head north to Dustin Nielsen.
Pay that man his money.
To Canada we go. He's the host of The Nielsen Show on TSN 1260 in Edmonton. You can follow him on Twitter at NielsenTSN 1260. Dustin Nielsen joining us on the Sharp 600. Dustin, first and foremost, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it. Is there any storyline that took place this year in the National Hockey League more surprising than that of the success of the Las Vegas Golden Knights?
Yeah, man, probably not. I mean, the story itself is just absolutely incredible. As far as surprises, I mean, Chicago being where they are, that's a little bit of a surprise. Some people up here in Edmonton thought that the Oilers were going to have a good season, and they absolutely tanked, so that's a surprise. But the combination of the fact that, I mean, this is a team that didn't even exist 18 months ago, and here they are, not only scraping into the playoffs, I mean, they were dominant for the majority of the regular season. So, far and away, I mean, if there was an award that was given out to the best story in the National Hockey League, it would definitely go to the Golden Knights. And it's an amazing experience. I was down there. I took a bunch of listeners down there in January. And it was an atmosphere at a hockey game like nothing that I've ever seen. So I can't wait to see what they have in store for the playoffs.
Las Vegas opens as a minus 135 favorite over the Los Angeles Kings in the first round of the playoffs for the playoff series. Do you see the dream season continuing through the first round for the Golden Knights?
Whew. You know, it's a tough first round matchup for the Golden Knights. And I understand, you know, that they accomplished a lot this year. They've got a lot of spread out offense. They've got a legit, you know, goal scoring threat in the Carlson kid who really kind of exploded on the scene with more opportunity there in Vegas. This is one of the more difficult series to pick, in my opinion, because one of the things that I thought the Golden Knights had going for them as an advantage over a lot of other teams is that they're going to have a guy between the pipes that's won multiple Stanley Cups. And the only other team in the playoffs right now, I believe, I'm trying to think, yeah, the only other team in the playoffs right now with a goaltender who's won multiple Stanley Cups is the team they're facing with the Los Angeles Kings and Jonathan Quick. So Anze Kopitar on that Kings team, if you look at what he's been able to accomplish, he's probably going to end up top five or six in MVP voting this year, and Drew Doughty would be the best defenseman in the series. So if you look at the best forward, best defenseman in the series, I mean, those advantages would go to the Los Angeles Kings. I'd have to probably take the Kings in a long, hard-fought series just because of the experience they have as a group in that situation. But like I said, as far as first-round matchups go, I thought, you know, for a team that played as well as they did in the regular season, I thought the Golden Knights got a pretty tough draw here in the opening round.
The Predators open minus 600 against Colorado for their first-round matchup. It's the biggest favorite on the board. Do you see the Avs posing any threat whatsoever to the club that just claimed the President's Trophy?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at what Nashville has, they've got it all. I mean, they've got the depth up front. They've got arguably the best blue line in the National Hockey League, and they've got the guy who I think is probably going to win the Vezina Trophy this year, top goaltender in the league, in Pekka Rinne. So, I mean, it makes sense that they're the odds-on favorite to win it all, and that they're the heaviest favorite in the opening round. The only hesitation, and I'm not picking Colorado to win this series, but they might be able to get a game or two simply because of the season that Nathan MacKinnon has had. I think if it was up to me, he would win the Hart Trophy for league MVP because he's been absolutely outstanding. And this is a team that traded Matt Duchene at one point in the season and didn't get anything back that would really help them now, yet they've gotten better, and that's because the McKinnon, Rantanen, and Landeskog line is arguably the best in the league. So could that line get super hot and take a couple of games? Sure, but I don't see that line being enough to take them to an upset win over Nashville.
Staying in the Western Conference, the Western Conference champs from 2016, San Jose, they're going to head to Anaheim as a small underdog. How dangerous is Anaheim entering the postseason, having gone 8-1-1 over their final 10 games of the year?
Yeah, you always look for those teams that have kind of been on a little bit of a hot streak, and Anaheim's definitely one of those right now. They are dealing with some injuries. I wonder how that factors into the early stages of this series. If San Jose is going to win this series, I think they're going to have to kind of draw first blood and have a 2-1 lead through three games, or maybe a 3-1 lead through four games. But Anaheim has the experience. Both these teams have the experience. Anaheim last year obviously made a pretty good run to that conference final against the Nashville Predators. San Jose, as you mentioned, just as recently as a couple of years ago, the conference champion. So both these teams have deep playoff runs. I wonder if the Anaheim injuries come back to bite them a little bit in the early going of this series, and I'm not sure they'll be able to recover. But at the same time, I like the scoring depth a little bit more from Anaheim up front. This series could honestly, and we'll say this about a lot of these first-round series, it could go either way. If I had to lean one way or the other, I'd probably take the grittiness and nastiness of the Ducks to win out in a really close series down in California.
Winnipeg is surging into the postseason as well, having gone 9-1 over their final 10 games. They're a meaty -240 favorite against Minnesota. Winnipeg goes 32-7-2 at home this season. Is that the best home ice advantage in the NHL?
Yeah, you don't want to have to go into play in Winnipeg. I mean, the community itself, you know, there's such big supporters of that team. And then now the fact they've got a team that, if you're going to have home ice and last change in the playoffs, they can kill you with any of their top three lines offensively. So that's going to come back to hurt you. And Minnesota right now will not have Ryan Suter, who plays more minutes in the National Hockey League than anyone else. And Jared Spurgeon is kind of uncertain status for the beginning of this series on the Minnesota blue line as well. So we kind of previewed this series on my show this morning. And as long as the Winnipeg power play can do a little bit, I mean, at even strength, they are absolutely dominant. If the power play clicks at all, I honestly think that series could be over pretty quick.
In the Eastern Conference, Tampa Bay finds itself as a sizable -340 favorite against the 8th-seeded New Jersey Devils. You see the Lightning making quick work of New Jersey here?
Yeah, you know, I do. I know some others who don't. Some others think of the way, I mean, Tampa for a stretch here this season was the dominant team in the National Hockey League. They were running away with the President's Trophy, and then Andre Vasilevsky there. Starting netminder kind of came back down to earth a little bit in the second half of the season. So for those reasons, I think a few people are a little bit hesitant on Tampa. I'm not one of them. I mean, I look at New Jersey, and Taylor Hall went on a pretty good streak down the stretch to help get them in. And they're running their backup goaltender right now, and I know he's been good, but I'm not taking Keith Kincaid to knock off the Tampa Bay Lightning in the first round. So I'd probably put it at 5 games, max 6 here. Maybe the Devils can take a couple, but that would probably be the one I could see most likely being a sweep in the first round, to be honest with you.
Penguins find themselves as a -250 favorite over in-state rival Philadelphia. We all remember what happened back in 2012, a high-scoring series that saw the Flyers upset the Penguins. Any chance another upset could be brewing here, and how nasty do you see this series getting?
Yeah, you know, I asked somebody out of Philadelphia that same question earlier today, and he's not sure the nastiness will be there like it was in 2012, but I'm not sure I agree with them. I mean, a couple games into this series, Claude Giroux and Sidney Crosby will be getting under each other's skin. I do think there's a chance here for the Flyers to pull off the upset, and the reason being, and I know when you look at the Penguins and what they've been able to accomplish the last, you know, couple of years, going back to back with the Stanley Cup, nothing against Crosby and Malkin and Kessel, and all those guys are phenomenal, but it really was on the strength of their goaltending the last couple of years. Matt Murray last year was absolutely terrific, and the year before that, Marc-Andre Fleury was outstanding. I think outstanding, stealing. I thought last year Matt Murray sold the series against the Washington Capitals. So Matt Murray right now is dealing with some issues. He has been all season. He's been dealing with some concussion issues. He's not on the top of his game. And Philadelphia's goaltending has been questionable all along. So I think we're going to see another high-scoring series, and when that gets going, tempers will get fired up. And I think for that reason, if the Flyers can kind of get the Penguins off their game a little bit, I think there's a possibility of them upsetting them. If I was picking it, I'd probably still go Pittsburgh in maybe seven games, but I would not be surprised if the defending champions are knocked off by their in-state rivals.
How bad a matchup are the Bruins for the Leafs, or vice versa?
Yeah, oof, boy, here in Canada, you get a lot of interesting discussions on the Toronto Maple Leafs and what they're going to be able to accomplish in the playoffs this year. And this is a tough first-round matchup. Both these teams had great regular seasons. A lot of people talk about the young forwards in Toronto, but like, you have to be honest. I think we said this about most teams. Their goaltending, Frederick Anderson, has been absolutely terrific. And in the other net for Boston, Tuukka Rask, some people were writing off as the number one goaltender at the beginning of the season, but he's absolutely zoned in. The experience factor, I mean, this isn't the Bruins team that won the Stanley Cup back in 2010, 2011. They have some of those players still. Brad Marchand had a terrific season. David Krejci and Patrice Bergeron, those guys have been around. But I think the difference maker in this series for the Bruins will be some of their younger guys. They're working in some guys that recently drafted, in the first and second rounds. And those guys are really starting to pay off. So I think this is, I don't want to call it straight up coin flip series. I think it could be a long one, though. I still like the Bruins to come out on top in the end, though.
Speaking of coin flip series, or at least in the case of the Vegas odds, Washington a -130 favorite against Columbus. How do you see that one shaking down?
It could come down to goaltending. I think that's the early story here that we're seeing. The Washington Capitals aren't going to start Braden Holtby in game one, and Holtby has been their go-to guy in the playoffs for the last 5 years, and I still think he's a good goaltender. I know he's had an off season. But to be fair to the Washington Capitals, I mean, he hasn't won anything for you, right? Regardless of if his numbers have been good or not, he hasn't been able to win that big game for you to get you into a conference final. So they're going to go with Philip Grubauer for game one. And Grubauer's been terrific. In fact, since I think American Thanksgiving, and this may have changed over the final couple of days of the season, but since American Thanksgiving, he had the best goals against average and save percentage in the National Hockey League. And he's going to go up against a guy who's won multiple Vezina trophies. So as much offensive firepower as there is in Artemi Panarin and Alexander Ovechkin and all these guys on both sides of the puck, the two great defensemen in John Carlson and Seth Jones, who are probably going to both be in the mix for the Norris Trophy, I think in the end it comes down to Bobrovsky, who's always struggled in the playoffs, albeit most of that time against Pittsburgh, and then Grubauer, who's kind of taking the job away from Braden Holtby. So I'm not sure how those goaltending storylines play out, but in the series, that, as you mentioned with the betting odds and everything, as close as it is, one mistake here or there by either one of those goaltenders, and that could really sewer their team.
If you were to project one or two potential sleepers, teams that aren't getting a lot of love now but could surprise and make a deep run in the postseason, who might fit that bill?
Well, you know what? I think we were just talking about him, but I'll go Columbus. I'll go with Columbus simply because if Sergei Bobrovsky can be on his game, and you could make a case that there's no better goaltender in the National Hockey League, and they're going to fly under the radar a little bit. I mean, you look at Columbus right now, and they always fly under the radar, but they get Washington in the first round, so a lot of people will be talking about Alexander Ovechkin and Washington Capitals. They win that, they're going to go up against either Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin, or a team that just knocked off Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin, the defending champs. So once again, Columbus will kind of fly under the radar a little bit there. And they've got the superstar talent in Artemi Panarin. He's having a terrific season, but they've got a pretty good defense as well, and then the goaltender and Sergei Bobrovsky. So if I had to pick somebody that, may not be a popular pick, the East is kind of wide open. I think maybe Columbus might be that team.
Final question before we let you go. If you were picking the Stanley Cup final today, which teams would you pick?
I think Nashville and Boston. I think I'm going to go Nashville and Boston. Boston's just been so good for the last 3 months. Like really, really, really good, dominant. I lost a couple of games down the stretch to some teams that weren't in it, but I wouldn't read too much into that. I like Boston coming out of the East. And Nashville, considering the run they went on last year, I think they've only gotten better since last year. And I don't know if, and this might be a better question for you than me, but I don't know how many people realize how good Pekka Rinne is between the pipes for the Nashville Predators. So if he is even remotely on his game, they're going to be a very tough out in the West. So, yeah, I go Nashville and Boston in the Stanley Cup final.
Awesome stuff. Host of The Nielsen Show on TSN 1260 in Edmonton. You can follow him on Twitter at NielsenTSN 1260. Dustin Nielsen joining us here on the Sharp 600. Dustin, great stuff, man. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Hey, yeah, no problem, man. Anytime.
Good. Good. More for me and you.
And just like that, we have a hockey episode. here on the Sharp 600. It took 92 episodes, but we got there, boys and girls. Special shout out to Dustin Nielsen for joining us and dropping all the insight for everything we need to know heading into the first round of the playoffs. Shout out to all you guys for your continued support. It is greatly appreciated. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It would mean a lot to us. We're back later in the week with a preview for the NBA playoffs first round edition. But for now, everyone, be well and best of luck.